The Syracuse Common Council will narrow down a list of resumes to three candidates before voting to fill an empty council seat. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, that process is being criticized by some who are calling for more transparency.
Former Green Party candidate for councillor at large, Frank Cetera, says there is a lack of public input into the appointment of the vacant seat. He tried to speak about it at Wednesday's council meeting, but was shot down.
It's unfortunate that the council has decided not to allow this discourse as a part of the public record.
Cetera says the council already failed their own process when Councillor Khalid Bey proposed appointing Lanessa Owens Chaplin before all of the other resumes could be vetted by the council.
Not publishing a timeline as a part of that process, in my opinion, makes the process incomplete as well.
Bey put the vote on hold. Bey says Owens Chaplin is a lawyer with New York State legislature experience working for Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie.
That's a very powerful connection to have.
Council President Helen Hudson says the process of selecting the right candidate to fill the seat she vacated is meant for the council and not the public.
And the people had a chance in November, and that was called a public election.
And the people will have another chance this November, because whoever is selected will have to run for the seat this year and again next year. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.